As we head into the guest interview segment for this hour and the monthly report from Director Angie Bruce to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, joining me live over the phone. Good morning, Director. How are you today?
I am good. A little chilly over here in Cheyenne, but otherwise the sun is shining, so I have no complaints.
You know, same here on the western side of the state, Director. Same over here. So, well, appreciate your time as always, and just a few items to go over. And, of course, it's that time of year where we start thinking ice fishing, and it sounds like some changes at Flaming Gorge as they get ready for their annual ice fishing tournament there, right?
Absolutely. So they have a couple of tournaments coming up, and these are really designed to really help us with our fisheries management of the lake. So really concentrating on harvesting that burbot and the small lake trout that really affect how our kokanee salmon are doing and our other trout species. So we're excited to see that the derbies are really framed around that to help our fisheries. Two coming up I want to put on people's radar. The first one is a burbot bash, and this is by the Flaming Gorge Chamber of Commerce that happens January 24th and 25th. And then there's a second one, the Mac Attack Fishing Derby by Buckboard Marina. And that one's going to occur February 15th to 17th. So I hope people are looking forward to those, a chance to get out and enjoy some fresh air, and hopefully they'll have pleasant weather for those as well.
Yeah, well, it's certainly cold enough to make ice, right? So it's certainly been good that way. And, of course, a couple others that come up a little bit later on. We always have the one in the barge and also on Lake Vivanaten just north of Kemmer. Again, those derbies are fun, and you can win some money, but they really do a lot to help with the control of the species in the lakes, right?
Absolutely. Yep. They're designed around helping our management. So it's a win-win. Enjoyment for folks to get outside, but it also helps us with the fisheries and really helps those kokanee salmon and trout species that people like to catch. And another opportunity to, you know, maybe take someone who hasn't been fishing or fishing at this level with you. So to bring someone with you and get them out and enjoy the resource as well.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish on the weekday wake up this morning. Director, mule deer habitat is always an ongoing discussion. And it looks like a collaborative is working at the Southwest Wyoming around the Little Mountain area, which I believe is in Uinta County, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us more about this and what's happening here with the mule deer in that part of the state.
Yeah, so those who know Little Mountain area, it's really a gem, really a unique spot in Wyoming, very sought after. In fact, it's the most competitive hunt area we have in the state, with only about 3% of people drawing for mule deer. So very prestigious if you get a tag for that area. So therefore, we always want to be looking at that habitat out there and doing the most we can for mule deer. And Muley Fanatics has really stepped up and partnered with us, as well as the BLM and as well as the Wyoming Wildlife Natural Resource Trust. But Muley Fanatics has Mule Deer Days every year in May. This May will be their third one. And part of that is a great event to bring outdoor enthusiasts together, but they raise money. And so this last year, they raised quite a few funds, and they're dedicating it to this project. So that's really neat to see, is that people in Wyoming have contributed to it. Specifically, what we're doing right now with this project is controlling those encroaching juniper trees. So they will take over if we let them. So this past year in 2024, over just under 700 acres of that encroachment was cut down. Those trees were piled up. They'll be allowed to dry. It's sort of what we call the prescribed slash and pile burn project, where they dry up and then we're able to come in and burn those and take them off the landscape in order then to let that sagebrush ecosystem thrive and rejuvenate the area for better habitat for mule deer. So a great way of partners coming together and doing really local community-based habitat improvements. So that's exciting to see.
Absolutely. And you mentioned it being a very sought-after place to go hunting. And speaking of hunting, I know that you're always looking for instructors for hunters education. It sounds like you're doing some training for those that would like to become instructors, correct?
Yes, we are. And I think you guys, most people on this call probably know that if you were born after 1966, that hunter ed is a requirement to hunt in Wyoming and in every state as well. And so we touch about 4,000 hunters a year with our hunter education program. In fact, it's quite interesting. A fact I just learned that hunter education volunteers, the ones who come and help teach with us, is the second largest volunteer force behind first responders in the nation. So that is pretty cool to see. But those trainings are coming up. So how you get involved, please talk to your local game warden or your local biologist. Go in your regional office. They can steer you the right direction. Or you can get on our website, and there's information. There's an instructor application form that you can get right on there. But the three trainings that are coming up are in Thane, February 20th, Casper, April 17th to 19th, and Cheyenne in June, 19 to 21. So that'll give you some perspective on where those are at. And if you can get signed up, you can get one a little bit closer so you don't have to travel as far. But also reach out. There's contact information on our website as well if you just want to learn more about kind of that time commitment needed in order to help be a hunter ed instructor. We highly value our volunteers. We greatly appreciate all the time commitment they are putting into our future hunters. And I think it's a pretty incredible experience from their perspective as well.
Absolutely. Thane is quite close when compared to Casper and Cheyenne for us. And so hop online to the Wyoming Game and Fish website and find that instructor application. And as you mentioned, that's coming up in February in Thane. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. And one other thing I wanted to ask, Director, is the details on this children's book that the Game and Fish has partnered with some nonprofits to create. This looks kind of neat.
Oh, yes. What a credible experience. Something unique that the department usually doesn't get too involved in, but our communications division really stepped up here and worked with our Wildlife Fund and Muley Fanatic Foundation, again, who I talked about earlier, and partnered with Rusty's Ramuda, sorry for pronouncing that wrong, books. And it's really a mother-daughter team, Mary Flitchner and her daughter, who wrote and illustrated this book. They did this drawings themselves. Very neat. Of course, it's about mule deer, and it's about their habitat and encouraging people to get outside. But it tells it from a unique perspective. It rhymes, and it tells it from our state bird. The meadowlark is actually the voice behind the book. So the really neat thing about this initiative is 20% of those sales go to future Inspire a Kid initiatives that we'll be doing down the road. So things like camps and fishing days and different things to get kids involved in the outside. So really a unique opportunity to do something different for us. And what I hear is another book is on its way, too. So I'll be curious to see what species they concentrate on next.
Well, one final question for you, Director, while we have you on the air, and our very own game warden from the Wyoming Game and Fish in Star Valley in Leica County, James Hobbs, named the 2024 Wildlife Officer of the Year for Wyoming. So great recognition for our very own James Hobbs over here.
Excellent. I'm so glad you did not forget to mention that. Yeah, James is a huge asset to the department, as you know, and we are very pleased to see other people recognize that as well.
Absolutely. Director, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you today?
Well, I do have one little plug to give you, Duke. We will be starting our work on the legislative session, and our work is to help provide information and data, inform legislators on the bills that they are proposing. But the legislators offer a unique opportunity for the public to comment on the bills that they are bringing forth. And you can either do that by driving all the way to Cheyenne in the winter and coming in person to testify at those legislative committees. But they also offer a virtual option to testify as well. And I just want to encourage our constituents, our hunters, our wildlife enthusiasts, to get involved. And if you see a bill that you're passionate about or feel that you can offer some real good perspective on, I encourage you to speak up and testify on those bills. As we work through this legislative session, if we can provide the legislators with the best information possible, they can make good decisions for wildlife.
Director, are there any pieces of legislation early on that you've seen come through committee that you're watching from a game and fish standpoint?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have probably over 20 bills so far that impact the department in a manner that we will be testifying ourselves on, and several other couple dozen so far that have a smaller impact that we'll just be watching closer. But we do have a few that come to mind. You know, there's one that's been in the press quite a bit about removing the protected status of river otters. And maybe some misinformation out there that this will open up a hunting season or a trapping season on the river otter. I'd just like to take a moment, Duke, if it's okay with you, to clarify that.
Absolutely.
This bill actually removes them from the protected species, but that simply will allow the department then to have a tool to manage conflict otters. As we want otters to repopulate the state, we want people to support that repopulation of otters in the state, but it becomes difficult when you have situations that they are causing a lot of conflict. I can think of an example where they can move, you know, a family of otters can move into a small farm pond and pretty much in a few days wipe out the fisheries. They're very progressive, and they really are good predators there. And so if this would allow us to have a tool that we could use to manage some conflicts, it would not open a trapping season at this point. So I just like to put that plug out there and encourage people to speak up on the bill as well.
That's Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.